Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Graham Ewing is with me tonight.
Hello, hello. I am.
How are you, Graham?
I'm doing well. Does everybody know what day it is?
I know what day it is.
What day is it?
July 31st.
July 31st, which is Drew's birthday.
My favorite day of the
His
year.
His favorite day. And I remember on my birthday, you gave out my email address and I think my social security number. So I'm going to do the same for everybody before the end of the show.
Hey, Sean sang to me this morning.
Oh, wow. I'm not going to sing.
Maybe Chris will sing to me, Maybe he'll play a song that's a group that I know for my birthday. There you go. Anyway, we're on an open show tonight. If you wish me a happy birthday, I'll answer your question. If not, I'll just go on to the next caller. But if you want to call and ask a question, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question. And Louise, obviously, she knew that it was my birthday, and she also knew that if you call in early, you get more time for the question you're calling about. So we'll just go to her right away and answer her question. Louise, how can we help you?
Hi, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. How'd you know it was my birthday?
I heard.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Anyway, it's about a Q-tip.
Uh-huh.
My father passed away in 2011, and he set up the Unified and Marital Trust, and I can never figure out which one and which is which. But anyway, he put the maximum exemption of $675 into the Unified, and the remainder about $290 into the Marital. And he didn't specify, most of them were investments.
Okay.
And he didn't specify which exact investments went in each trust, but they were just divided ratably.
Okay.
Between the two. The question is, come to my attention, I thought all these years that both of the trusts would get stepped up again when my mother passes. But I was told no, the Unified, which is the larger of the two, would not get stepped up again.
So here's the question for you, Louise. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
How much would you say Mom is worth, including both trusts?
It's less than the $5 million.
Okay, so what you do is you find yourself, we do this all the time, so you find yourself a good estate attorney and you say to them, look, we don't need this Unified Trust anymore.
Right.
Is there a way that we can liquidate it and just turn it over to Mom? And there usually is. It's just going to require the permission from yourself and any other siblings you have. And if those siblings and you are united, you could probably liquidate this without any problem.
That goes to the court.
No, it doesn't have to go to the court. We've done it many times without going to the court.
Okay.
Matter of fact, everyone we've done, we've never gone to the court on any of them.
Hmm.
We've merely done non-judicial liquidations, and they're perfectly legitimate. And because you got to remember that there are no trust police. In other words, there's nobody that's going to sit there and say, "Hey, you liquidated that trust," except for the beneficiaries. So if the beneficiaries are united and you do have language in the trust, now the IRS could step in and say, you didn't have any language in that trust for you to do this, but usually those trusts do have that language. I've seen it every time I've done one. And so, if you've got highly appreciated assets in that trust now.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, if you do, it's something you want to consider. Now, there is one thing you need to consider also, and that is there a chance that Mom's going to go to a nursing home? And if she goes to a nursing home, that those assets could be sucked down into that.
Right.
There's no assurance that the Unified Trust would be exempt from Medicaid anyway. So remember that issue, too, when you go to talk to an attorney.
Well, we did talk to an attorney.
Well, obviously not a very good one if you're calling me on this.
No, they said we could recant, but they said we had to go through a court order.
Well, then you need another attorney, because that's not true.
Yeah, we need to come see you, I guess.
Well, that's not true. That you don't need to go to a court order unless you want it to be absolutely ironclad, that nobody could possibly argue, et cetera, et cetera. Is everybody in the family united?
Oh, yeah. You know, my brother, who listens to you every week, you know, it's like, it's always me, you know. Everybody's dragging their feet. We got to do this. My mother's 101.
Your mother's 101? Wow, praise the Lord for that one.
Gosh, it's something. But we got it. We have to act. We have to, because, you know, I said, look, you want to pay the taxes or what? You know, on the appreciation.
I think you should go through the whole analysis to make sure that you're not making a mistake in doing it. But it sounds like it's going to be a good thing to do.
No,
okay?
I think it's the thing to do.
All right, my friend.
All right, thank you so much.
Take care, Louise.
Bye-bye.
I hear that a lot, you know, these attorneys who want, you know, there's some attorneys that are so conservative, you know, they're going to go through everything possible to minimize any risk whatsoever.
That's an attorney.
It's a good attorney if you want an extremely conservative attorney. But, you know, I've used some of the top attorneys around town who would not take any chances if they felt they were taking a chance. And they have not gone to court to decant the trust. It's not because you're not even necessarily decanting the trust. What you're doing is you're just using one of the provisions in the trust to say this is no longer economically viable. And that's usually a provision in there. As long as no other beneficiary is disagreeing with you, it's usually an easy thing to do.
Yeah, but you're right. There's lots of things to think about.
Yeah, and then you got the nursing home issue, which we talked about too. So there's things to think about. Anyway, we're on an open show still tonight. So the phone number is 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask your question. Because we're on an open show, so our listeners are our guests, like Louise. She was just our guest. She focused on a topic that was important to her. I thought it was cute because she starts off with the Q-tip trust. And there's a bunch of listeners out there thinking that her mother's got these little sticks with cotton on them, you know, and she's got a trust with a whole bunch of these in there, you know. But that's not what a Q-tip is. Anyway, we got to go to traffic. We'll be right back. Money, riches, and wealth. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And it's either the Rolling Stones or the Beatles, but I'll guess the Beatles, and I'll guess that's Paul McCartney that's leading the song. There you go. See? You know, this time you think I didn't know what this was all about, you know? So, anyway, we're here with an open show, Grom, right?
We are.
Yeah, and it's my birthday. That's why we played that song. And we're here to answer your question, any question you want to ask. You can feel free to call in and ask it, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question. And now's the best time to call in because there's nobody online. Easy to get in, right?
It is.
And did you have something you wanted to add?
Well, I wanted to ask about Wednesday's morning. I think you talked about Equifax.
Equifax, yeah, the Equifax breach settlement. Why don't you tell them about it?
I think you got it. You got it. I haven't done it yet.
You haven't done it yet?
No, I got to do it.
You just froze your credit report.
I did freeze my credit, so everyone should do that.
Everybody should freeze their credit. If you don't know what a freezing a credit is, you should call in and ask me. That way I kind of convince people to call in.
Leave them in suspense.
Yeah. Don't tell them everything. Yeah. Make them call in and ask, what the heck are you talking about? Freeze your credit, and how do you do it? What's it cost, you know, and, you know, all that. What are the problems with it? Those are the kind of questions you ought to be asking. And anybody who's not doing it is making a serious mistake on their finances, because we had a client come in just recently. Were you with me in that meeting? I don't care. I think Chris was in it with me and Alex. But we had a client come in, and his wife just recently got somebody went into a bank and said they were her, and gave them all of her information, and boom, voila, the bank lent her money, or lent the hacker money, or whatever you want to call them, $100,000 in loans, and they used all the money up, disappeared, left the bag holding for her to prove that it wasn't her that borrowed the money, and it's not that easy. And now, you know, and I said to him, I said, gosh, I wish you would have come in here just 3 months before. It would have been the first things we would have told you.
Absolutely.
Freeze your credit report.
And we're seeing this happen more and more. You know, the Equifax was one big one. Capital One just had another one.
Yeah, they got all the information, Graham.
They do.
They have it all. They have your name. They have your date of birth. They have your mother's maiden name. They have your... You know,
high school mascot.
They have your. They know it all.
They know your birthday.
You look at what Equifax knows, or knew, I should say.
Yeah.
And now the hackers have all that information. I mean, you ever had one of those things where the credit bureau report is asking you, did you live on this street?
Mm-hmm.
Was one of these phone numbers yours? Do you know this person? Well, how do they know all that stuff? Well, you know, with their immense amount of information they gather on us, and now it's all in the hands of identity thieves. So. You know, your best line of defense is not LifeLock and things like that. Those are nice. Your best line of defense is just shut your credit down, that nobody can borrow money on your name unless you thaw that credit report out. And that's what a credit freeze is all about. And it's relatively simple to do. You just have to do it.
You have to do it. And it's free. We'll give them one detail before we divulge everything else.
But we didn't really talk about the Equifax breach settlement. So there's, you know, Equifax got breached 2 years ago, September of 2017. And when they did, they took 147 million people's information that Equifax had. And now at that time, a lot of people ran in and froze their credit and did credit monitoring and things like that because of what happened to Equifax. Mm-hmm. Well, now after, you know, class action lawsuits against Equifax, it finally came to a settlement of $500 to $700 million. And that fund's been set up for everyone who had their identity hacked. Now, you know, as you Isley pointed out, 147 million people hacked, and there's only $500 to $700 million. That's like $4 per person.
Yeah.
So what's so great about that? Well, there's lots of things great about it. And if you call in and ask the question, I will tell you all about it, 410-922-6680. And if they don't call in by the end of the show, we'll tell them how to get all the information.
We will.
Right?
Yes.
And otherwise, we're going to just sit here in silence. You know, I don't think anybody wants to call in and wish me a happy birthday. What
is,
do you think?
You think that's why it is?
I think it is. You know, it's like, why should I call in and wish that guy a happy birthday? You can call me and wish me a happy birthday.
We should start doing that. We should call the listeners and tell them happy birthday.
Well, we don't know when their birthday is, though.
I mean, we're bound to find one that has a birthday today, too.
Well, that's true. If your birthday's today, you get to call in and we'll answer your question for free.
And we'll tell them happy birthday,
and we'll say happy birthday to them also. You know, my good friend of mine was born on the same day. Actually, I have two good friends that were born on July 31st. One of them was born on July 31st, 1957, the exact same year I was born.
Wow.
So now that's really special.
Same day, same year.
Yeah, same day, same year. The other one was born about 10 years before me.
10 years. Okay.
Maybe it was 9. I'm exaggerating. So anyway, we're here on an open show. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, Jeff in Falston, how can we help you? Thanks for calling. Jeff in Falston. There you are.
Hey, Drew, this is Jeff. I just have a question. I feel like I ought to know the answer, but
yep.
Is there one or two questions that would help me determine should I and can I open a Roth IRA?
Single or married, Jeff?
I'm married.
Married, so what's the number, Graham? 193,000 this year?
Yeah, right around there.
You think your adjusted gross income is going to be more than 193,000, or I think it could be 195 this year. Do you think it's going to be more than that?
For a joint return, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're over 193,000, 95,000, then you can't do a Roth directly. But if you understand the two-step process, you can put it into a traditional IRA non-deductible. You've got to clear out all your pre-tax IRA money into your 401ks or 403bs, and then you can put it into the non-deductible IRA, convert it over to a Roth, and still get a Roth, and you could make $800,000 a year and still do it if you do it right.
Got it. Okay. So there is an option there. Okay.
There is an option. And then obviously the Roth 401k at work, if your employer is smart enough to have a Roth 401k. And it drives me crazy when I meet employers who are not doing Roth 401k, Roth 403b, et cetera, et cetera. There's no reason in today's world that an employer out there who's not offering the Roth provision to their employees.
Yeah, I would agree, and I haven't seen that either. So
But there is a way for you to get around it, even if your adjusted gross income is over $193,000 or $95,000. What is the number, Graham?
$193,000.
Got it the first time. So, all right, Jeff. So, but keep in mind, if you try that non-deductible thing, make sure you know how to do it. It's not just a piece of cake. You got to clear all your pre-tax IRAs out into 401ks or 403bs. You do a direct rollover into them if you have any. Do you have any?
I do.
Okay. Yep. They got to get out of there. You can't have any SEP IRAs. You can't have any simple IRAs. That's the way it's got to be done. All right?
Perfect. Hey, that helps a ton. Thank you, Drew.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
And a happy birthday to me, too. That's what he wanted to
you
say.
You answered the question anyways.
That's true.
He called your bluff.
I didn't call him. I didn't charge him anything. Jim in Westminster, how can we help you?
Hey, it's actually Tim. Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, you got Don Jim here, but that's okay. I'll call you Tim.
I appreciate that. So the Equifax settlement, You told us how that could be exciting, even though it was only $4 per breach.
Yeah, so the way it works, Tim, is you've got to go on to the website and make sure you type this in right, EquifaxBreachSettlement.com. EquifaxBreachSettlement.com. First thing you do, you go in, go to the bottom of the page. It says, see if you were affected. Put your last name in. Put the last six of your Social Security number in. It'll say 99% probability. It's going to say, yes, you were affected. Okay, then go back up and say, I want to submit a claim. The first thing you do on the claim is if you've been paying for monitoring service, by any chance you've been paying for monitoring service of your credit, like LifeLock or something like that? Tim?
I don't believe that I have.
Okay. So then the first thing you do is you go in and you claim, I want 4 years of free credit monitoring from the three credit bureaus for 4 years. And then the next thing you do, you say, I also want the six free extra years from Equifax. Okay. That's the first thing you do. Second thing you do is you say, I want some money back for whatever you did to protect yourself from the breach. So maybe you put a credit freeze on, and maybe it took you 3 or 4 hours to get that done. Maybe you spent $30 for you and your spouse to get it done. You're going to put all that in. You're going to say, look, I spent 5 hours trying to fix this darn thing, and also spent $30 in cash, and so I want reimbursed for that. So now it'll be $25 an hour for every hour you say you had to spend fixing the problem. So that, you know, could be some more money. And then if you actually had identity theft, you can get up to $20,000. And I think anybody who's been affected by this Equifax at the very least should be taking the 4 years of free credit monitoring along with the credit freeze we talked about will be as good a protection as I can think of you should be doing on your, protection against identity thieves.
Thanks, Drew. Happy birthday.
All right, buddy. You take care. All right. Thank you. And we got to take another traffic pause, and then we'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
These brave men of the Green Beret.
You see, it must be my birthday, Graham, because he's playing songs I actually know.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice present.
Real songs, not like some of these things he's played before, you know. Anyway, Barbara called and wished me happy birthday from Dundalk. I appreciate that, Barbara.
It's nice of her.
I can understand. She didn't want to go on air and say it, but she told Chris to tell me. So that's fine. I appreciate that. And we're on an open show, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. I've got Mike on the line. I got two or three lines open, so feel free to call in. We're going to Mike in Eldersburg. Mike, how can we help you?
Hey, Drew, thanks. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Appreciate your show.
How'd you know?
I just have a quick question. I'm 55 and working, retired from the federal government.
Okay.
Got a second job. And I'm a little bit concerned about Social Security and what techniques I could use going forward to try to maximize my Social Security.
Married or single, Mike?
Married.
Married. And you're 55, you said?
I am.
Okay. So I wouldn't be worried about Social Security. You know why?
They, I know it'll be there.
They print the money. You know, I mean, I don't know why anybody's worried about Social Security. They print the money. No economy in the world, even Russia and Argentina, and as far as I know, Venezuela, have never defaulted on their senior pension system. Now, inflation may have eroded the purchasing power of that pension, Social Security, but they've never defaulted on it. And I don't think the United States will be the first country to do that either in your lifetime. So I'm not too concerned about it. But still, it's a good question. How do I maximize it? And the answer to that is you're FERS, right? You're not CSRS. You're FERS.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah. So yep. You paid into the system, and you're still working, right?
I am.
So you're still building the top 35 years of your Social Security, and that's how Social Security works. It works off of the top 35 years of earnings when you go to claim. And you're not going to be able to claim until you're 62, but if you claim at 62, you're going to take a 40% reduction in your Social Security check. So you have to actually wait until you're 67 to get your full retirement amount. And if you want the maximum of benefit, you're going to have to wait until you're 70. And so the question that you're asking is all one of life expectancy, Mike. And so what you have to answer for me to answer the question exactly is give me your idea of when one of the two of you will die and tell me what you think will be the age when the second of the two of you die. And once you give me that, then we can start zeroing in on what is the claiming strategy that you and your wife should focus in on. And normally what we do is we have the lower earning spouse collect at somewhere between 64 and 67, depending on whether they're still working or not. If they're still working, they can't claim until they're 67. But if they've stopped working, okay, then the claim around 64, 65, 66. And then the spouse who's got the higher earning, we try to make them wait until 67 to 70 years of age, because that's when they'll get the maximum amount, and that Social Security will be the one to inure to the longest surviving spouse, even if they live like our client earlier,
or 101.
Call 101, she's still getting that Social Security benefit of the higher of the two of her and her spouse earnings, even at 101. So that's the way we maximize it. There's not much else that I can think of you can do.
Yeah, thanks. I had never heard of the 40% for those of us that are a little bit younger. I know that there was a
8%,
30%.
It's 8% per year for every year that it's the, you know, you go downward, and it's 8% per year for every year you go back upward. So, you know, it so it 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 was 30% when people were retiring at 66. Now it's 40% when people have to retire at 67. Somebody like who's 55 years of age. Right.
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks. Great information, and I love your show, and I listen to you all the time.
All right, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate it. We're going to run to Mark in Parkville. How are you, Mark?
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call again.
Yeah, no problem.
Best guy out there. I just called to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, that's very nice of you. How'd you know it was my birthday today, Mark?
I heard you on the morning show.
And I tell everyone, too, so that helps also, doesn't it?
Yeah. Would you like me to sing to you? I know you made them sing to you.
Go ahead, Mark. You can do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Drew. Happy birthday to you.
There you go. Well, I appreciate that, Mark. Thank you very much. Thanks for your support, buddy. All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. We could always do our birthday song.
We
know,
could.
Later.
It's not very long.
Mark in Jarrettsville, how can we help you?
Oh, I got a quick question, but first, happy birthday, Drew.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Is there something written down someplace on this Equifax that you told how to claim that?
Yeah, we have an article down on our webpage. So you go to Financial Consulate, like an embassy.com, financialconsulate.com. Click in the top right, you'll see a thing called Education Center. And then from there, you go into the Consulate Journal. You can also find that, on the front page, right, Graham? You just scroll down. Consulate Journal's right there on the front page.
Should be.
And there's an article in there called Equifax Breach Settlement, and it gives the step-by-step instructions as to what you can claim, how do you claim it, why do you claim it, et cetera, et cetera. Okay?
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. You take care. And we're going to Keith in Severna Park. Keith, how can we help you?
Hi, Drew. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
Because a couple of years ago, you suggested my wife was done working, but she had got her 40 quarters in, and I'm continuing to work. So you suggested she take her Social Security at 62, which she did.
Okay.
It worked out wonderfully. I do pay taxes on her Social Security about 85%, but I've heard in the past that Is it age 70 where you no longer pay the taxes on Social Security?
No, that's a different. You're mixing two stories up. Okay, so the age 67 to age 62, if you're still working. I should say 66 to 62 right now. If you're still working and you're collecting Social Security, then they take back $1 for every $2. That's the simplistic statement on how it works. So it's $1 for every $2 if you're still working. But the income taxation of your Social Security benefit is strictly dependent on, are you collecting Social Security? What's your adjusted gross income? Is it over $25,000 if you're single? Is it over $34,000 if you're married? How much is it over? This is how much of it is taxable. And that's it, period. I don't care if you're 62, 70, 82, 101 like our buddy earlier. It's irrelevant. If your income's over that, you're paying income tax on it.
That's what I need to know. Thank
now,
you very
you
much.
Now, before you go, I want to tell you one interesting thing to our listeners. Do you believe that Social Security will ever be means tested? And the answer most people say, I don't think so. And the answer is no, it was. It's been means tested since 1982 when they passed that law to make it taxable. And if you sit down and think about it, it was the politicians' manipulative way of means testing Social Security without having to tell the population that they were means testing Social Security. Fascinating, isn't it, how they operate?
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, I gotta go. Good. Thank you, Keith. Take care.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
What's
with
that?
The Medicare premiums.
They're doing it with the Medicare premium too. Means testing Social Security without telling us that. All right, take it away. Traffic. We'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, "I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical. The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Three for three tonight. The circle, red rubber ball. There you go. See? See, if you only play real songs, Chris, you know, not this stuff, this obscure, you know, cultish music that you play from the Eagles and all these other groups out there, you know. And so, anyway, we're on here. We're here somewhere on an open show, the last 7 minutes or so of my birthday show. It is my birthday tonight, and if you want to call in and wish a happy birthday or ask a question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Nick's on the line. We're going to go into him in a second. But, you know, again, we said if you wanted to get the information on the Equifax breach settlement and the step-by-step how to do it, you go to our website, financialconsulate.com. That's consulate, like an embassy. .com, or another way to do it is drewtig.com, and go scroll down, and you'll see on the right, I believe it is, it says Consulate Journal, and the article should be right there, or you can go to the Education Center and look for the Consulate Journal, and the article should be there called Equifax Breach Settlement, and it gives you a step-to-step. It tells you everything about it, what to do, how to do it, what to claim, and so forth. Nick in Ellicott City. How can we help you, Nick? Long time no talk to.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Well, thank you, sir. What's up?
Well, at the beginning of the show, you said get a credit freeze. It's easy to do, but I don't think you've told anybody how to do it. Or if you
I said I wasn't going to tell anyone until they called in and asked, because nobody was calling in at that time.
It worked.
And it worked, didn't it, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. So I tell you what, you know, if you want to give Chris, our producer, your email address, Graham will email you how to do a credit freeze. The easiest way to do it, right, Graham, is you just Google search Attorney General Maryland credit freeze. And you should, the first thing that comes up, I believe, is the box on the Maryland Attorney General, how to do a credit freeze. It gives all the websites. There are actually four credit bureaus. Most people don't realize this, but there's a fourth obscure one called Innovis or something like that. And you want to freeze all four of them. But the thing is when you freeze your credit, nobody can get credit, period, in your name unless you thaw that credit report. And it's easy to thaw, just as easy it is to put the credit freeze on. It's just as easy to thaw. What I do when I thaw my credit report is I just log on to the three websites and I say, okay, I want to thaw it for 2 days, 3 days, a week. And I just say, go ahead, do it. You put your PIN number in. When you freeze your credit report, you're gonna get a PIN number or a password. Some of them give it to you automatic. Some of them you get to make it up yourself. And you put that in to thaw your report. And when you put that in and thaw your report, you can tell them to do it for 2 days or 3 days or a week, or whatever you want. And then the minute that time has elapsed, whoever wants your credit information, they better grab it in those few days or else they're not going to get it. And if, you know, and so I've been doing it for over 12 years now, and I've never had a problem with it.
You for yourself, you mean?
Yeah, my wife and my wife and myself. We've been frozen for 12 years, but it's a nuisance to some degree. But let me tell you something: it's more of a nuisance to do this than have to deal with somebody stealing my identity and taking loans out of my name.
Less of a nuisance.
Got it. But every
that's
time
what I
you
said.
Buy a
yeah.
new car,
my English sometimes isn't perfect. You know what's that, Nick?
But every time you buy a new car, you got to unfreeze it or thaw it.
Yeah, every time you want to get a new credit card, every time you want to get a new auto insurance, they look at your credit bureau files. Every time you want to get a new cell phone with AT&T instead of Verizon, they're going to look at your credit bureau. So, yeah, there's things you got to do. All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. You take care. And we're going to Kathy in Woodlawn. How can we help you?
I wanted to know, happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you.
On a bank, your insurance, you're insured on banks for $100,000.
$250,000 now.
Oh, $250,000. Okay. On like a Vanguard account or a Fidelity or a T. Rowe Price, is there any kind of insurance on that?
No, those are investment accounts. Now, they could be even safer than a bank, and like if it was a money market and strictly U.S. Treasury securities, it could be even safer. But FDIC is unique to banks and only banks, and brokerage firms are typically not banks, but I will say that many brokerage firms do now have a bank, like Schwab, who we do a lot of business with, has Schwab Bank, and anything I have in Schwab Bank is FDIC insured, but none of my brokerage assets are FDIC insured. They are what is called SIPC insured, excuse me, but that's a whole different world, and it has nothing to do with guaranteeing you for not losing money.
Okay, so the other day someone was on the radio, and they were talking about consolidating all of your accounts into one
brokerage firm.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you take like your stock account and you can buy Fidelity and maybe T. Rowe Price and Vanguard inside of there, right?
Correct. Yes. We do it all the time, and we do recommend that same strategy. Consolidate, simplify, and in today's world, I don't think there's any risk of the broker going under and you losing the assets with that brokerage firm. That's what SIPC does. That's what the Lloyd of Loveson Insurance does. But even more important, if you understand what the Central Depository does, when Lehman Brothers went under 10 years ago, no investor in Lehman Brothers lost a nickel of money, except if they were invested in Lehman Brothers stock or Lehman Brothers bonds. But the people who just had their mutual funds with Lehman or whatever all got their securities back and just transferred them to another brokerage firm. All right?
Okay.
All right, Kathy. Good call. Good question. Excellent question. I'm going real quick to Andrew in Towson. How can I help you?
Hey there, Drew. You know what? I'm also a Drew and never really met anybody named Drew, so that's pretty neat. So happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
My only last thought is it's a shame for all the seniors out there who are computer illiterate or technology illiterate that can't that would find it very hard to do all these things that you suggest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I have a problem myself with it, but you know, I know I could get somebody, but it's a shame that
We do it for our clients. We normally do it for our clients because for that exact reason. I understand exactly what you're talking about. And you know, the biggest one is just signing up for Social Security and Medicare. That can be ridiculously complicated. We do that all the time for our clients.
And to realize that they may qualify for a qualified Medicare benefit, not have to pay supplemental insurance depending on their income, but people don't know how to get on and protect their credit reports and things like that, you're saying. But
good point.
It's nice, enjoyable listening to you, and happy birthday.
Thank you, Drew. Take care. Sound like I'm talking to myself. Kevin, if you hold on, I'll answer your question off air, but right now I got to go. Graham, always great to have
you. Happy birthday, Joe.
This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Love with love.